This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, again, we have much to cover in a short amount of time. I want to get started off with the fact that we're going to be talking about allowing criminal politicians to defy the Constitution. Listen to me carefully. Does not make America great again. Allowing criminal politicians to defy the Constitution does not make America great again. Justice and the lack thereof is America's problem, okay? Because of their ignorance of the law, okay? That's the bottom line. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple of minutes. Remember, Augustine said, in the absence of justice, what is sovereignty but organized robbery? If there is no justice, then who's being plundered, friends? If anybody out there knows who Frederick Bastiat is, he wrote a book called Legal Plunder. It's not legal plunder. It's unlawful plunder. But they call it legal plunder because they want you to believe that what they're doing is lawful. And the fact of the matter is we're going to bring that to the light in just a couple of minutes. Before we do, you need to listen to this because this is craziness. But it's a perfect example as to what I'm talking about even now. West Palm Beach, Florida. Prosecutors cannot use secretly recorded video allegedly showing New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft engaging in massage parlor sex with prostitutes. A judge ruled Monday, striking a serious blow to the case, charging him with the solicitation and soliciting prostitutes. Did you hear what I said? In his 10-page ruling, a law unto himself, this criminal, Judge Leonard Hansner, wrote that Jupiter police detectives and the judge who issued the search warrant allowing the secret installation of cameras at the Orchards of Asia Day Spa in Jupiter did not do enough to minimize the invasion of privacy of other customers, some of whom received only legal massages. Wait a second. Prostitution is illegal. Folks, what's happening in your country today, just in case you didn't know, and I'm not speaking down on those that do know, I appreciate you. They're trying to do their best to Europeanize America. How? Through lawlessness. And who's doing it? The workers of iniquity. You have a judge in West Palm Beach, Florida, friends, who said that you cannot use the cameras that caught New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft engaging in massage parlor sex with prostitutes. You live in a society, friends, you've heard this before, George Orwell said, to tell the truth in the time of deception is a revolutionary act. Folks, do you understand what's taking place? You have a judge blaming the cameras for what it caught on tape. You have a judge saying no to the film, catching New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft engaging in massage parlor sex with prostitutes, which is illegal. Folks, this is why you're in trouble. I want to tell you what they did come up with. They came up with a plea bargain. They told Kraft to not plead guilty, 77-year-old creep. And so he did. And the plea bargain was is that that he would pay $5,000 as a fine, a slap on the wrist. He's a millionaire. And do 100 hours of community service. See, because he didn't like that and he had enough money to pay off the judge. And this is the message, America, that you're giving to the younger generation. This is the reason, America, that people don't trust their government any longer. This is the reason, America, that you're seeing vigilantes take justice into their own hands because the courts are not delivering. Justice guards our liberties. And what are we seeing? And what is the younger generation seeing with the older generation? Well, if you have enough money, you can just pay off the judge. Well, you know, Scripture talks much of this for those that did not know. In Psalm 94, verse 20, it says what? It says, shall the throne of lawlessness have fellowship with the Lord and the righteous, which frameth mischief by a law? You know, and then when you go over to Amos 5, verse 7, it says, you, and I'm speaking to the corrupt judges, who, America, if you take time to legally peruse your constitution, you will see that you have legal grounds to remove the judge, impeach him. Read Article 3, Section 1. They sit during good behavior. If they're outside of good behavior and they begin to determine their findings and twist their findings to work for the criminals, friends, in other words, pervert justice, you are to remove them, Article 2, Section 4, and you are to indict them and charge them for their crimes of the transgressions concerning what they transgressed with the enumerated laws found in the U.S. Constitution. Amos 5, 7, you who turned judgment to wormwood and leave off righteousness in the earth. America, this is what destroys any country, a lack of justice. And again, what we're talking about right now, friends, is in West Palm Beach, the prosecutors are now told that they cannot use secretly recorded video showing New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft engaging in prostitute sex. The judge said to the prosecution that the cameras were illegal. I mean, this is shooting the messenger is what it is. And if this doesn't tell you how corrupt your system is, America, I don't know what is. And instead of us sitting back and pointing the fingers at how corrupt they are, how about we right the wrongs and those that are in West Palm Beach, Florida, go directly to this judge and have him remove for his crimes against the Constitution that he's supposed to uphold. The judge said to the prosecution who had New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft engaging in prostitute sex in a massage parlor, illegal, friends, busted him committing the crimes, red hot-handed, friends, the smoking gun in hand, caught in the act. The judge says that the cameras were installed illegally. You who turn judgment to wormwood and leave off righteousness in the earth, receive the curse, because your grandchildren, you corrupt criminals, will receive it just as much as anybody else that sits back and tolerates your crimes. I want corruption in this country to understand that there's a whole lot of people in this country watching every single move that you make. We're tired of it. We see it in Iowa. We see it across the lands. And by the way, the CIA-controlled media is not going to tell you of the good people in the country bringing these corrupt judges and taking them to task lawfully and having them removed. And by the way, in many cases, attorneys, politicians, judges, they're going to prison. And this is what we need to start to talk about, friends. I'm going to come right back. We're going to be talking about another case and showing and proving the point. We don't shoot the messenger. We stand with the messenger as long as he's doing it lawfully.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
Hi, friends. I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. You can go to gothereforeconference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. Gothereforeconference.com for registration information. Gothereforeconference.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Friends, forgive me for the sniffles. It's springtime here in Minnesota. It's almost 70 degrees. It's absolutely beautiful. But I'm telling you what, when things start to bud and bloom, it's that pollen is all over a lot of people in this state, and I just happen to be one of those guys. So do forgive me. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to check out Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. You can go over to my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 for what it's worth. For what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1, as well as, friends, YouTube, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media. Check it out. There's several hundred videos out there for you to bring about resolve. As a matter of fact, what we're talking about today is much of what we cover concerning all 240 or 50 or 60 videos that are now posted. We post them every week, so do check it out. Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media, and you'll enjoy those films. They're short videos, as a matter of fact. So we show you the problem, then we bring about the lawful answers, okay? Biblically and scripturally, first and foremost, line upon line, precept upon precept. If you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We're going to get over to allowing criminal politicians to defy the Constitution does not make America great again in just a minute here. I want to continuously cover this for the next couple minutes concerning the suppression by this judge, unlawful suppression by this judge. Again, do your homework, friends. Read Article 3, Section 1. They sit during good behavior. They stand out of good behavior. Then you remove them. Article 2, Section 4. Again, Article 3, Section 1, U.S. Constitution, and first and foremost, when they sit outside of good behavior, they begin to act as activists or legislators, friends. Their job is to discover and apply the law, not to misconstrue the law or to create law or to rewrite law the way that you're seeing it today. It's completely unconstitutional. They swear to uphold it, not to tear it down and make it in their own devilish image, right? That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to Europeanize Europeanize America by bringing forth injustice. And we're seeing it. West Palm Beach, prosecutors cannot use secretly recorded video allegedly showing New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft engaging in massage parlor sex. A judge ruled Monday. And you know what most people in this country will do? Well, they'll say, oh, well, he knows better than we do. No, he doesn't. You know, the model of heaven, friends, was a child. It wasn't some corrupt judge who's being paid off at every turn to bring forth injustice. A gift blindeth the eyes, the Bible tells us. I was just sharing with you in Psalm 94:20, where it says, shall the throne of lawlessness, iniquity, have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by law. This is mischief, friends. And then I brought up Amos 5:7. You who turned judgment to wormwood, those that pervert justice and leave off righteousness in the earth. That's what we're seeing today, friends. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Because I am. And isn't it interesting? They sympathize with New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft. But if a man dare take a stand and actually hold to the law, those are the guys that are demonized by the same CIA-controlled media. Have you not figured out the game and how it works, friends? Because this is what they're doing. Going over to Jeremiah 9:24 so you can understand the character of God. And by the way, I can bring several scriptures forth out of the mouth of two or three, let it be an established word. In Jeremiah 9:24 it says, but let him that glorieth in this, that he understand and knoweth me. This is the Lord saying it. That I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. If you go over to Psalm 97, what does it tell us? It says that clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies. And then it tells us in Psalm 97, it says, you that love the Lord, hate evil and love that which is good. Okay? And if we go over to Psalm 9:16, again, folks, the Bible teaches us that he is a just and a holy God. When we look at history, we look in the present, we can see that God is at work constantly in spite of men. When you go to Psalm 9:16, it says this, the Lord is known by the judgments which he executeth. And then he says, the wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. So friends, it's not enough, let me explain that, it's not enough to understand who God is. It's enough for the church to love him enough to obey his law and enforce it unto judgment to establish righteousness and peace. If not, what we can say concerning this West Palm Beach, Florida situation with New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft and this corrupt judge, well, we can stand back and say this is judgment. This is defined judgment. Turn backwards, Isaiah 59. It is. Okay, but church, what's our responsibility? Our responsibility is to stand up and right the wrongs in the face of all of these. Read Psalm 27 when you get a moment. Don't be deterred by what you see in front of you. Don't be or fear the face of your enemy. The Lord says, I am the Lord thy God. I am with thee. Fear not the faces of your enemies. Okay? Oh, and I could go down that road. Exodus 23. Read the whole chapter, friends. Read Leviticus 26, 1 through 15. Read it, friends. All the promises are for us. Yea and amen. Read the New Testament, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. We're talking New Testament here, friends. What about Ananias and Sapphira? Remember when they lied to the Holy Ghost? They fell over dead. Folks, times have not lessened. They have been heightened. Law to grace, right? Well, we're in times of grace. It's much more severe than that of the law. Because there's a cross experience. You know, the Bible says that it's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble you. Come on, folks. Look what's happening. You see tyranny on the high rise. I mean, you see it in front of your faces. Every time you turn around, this is what the papers report. They report injustice, and they want you to accept it because it's a part of communism, because they want to break down the system. They want to continuously report to the American people that the old system doesn't work. We need to bring in the new one. Look at these old people have done with our system. No, if you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, then simply get back to God's 10. That's how you get rid of man's 10,000 commandments. It's communism. And you've got communists through totalitarian methods breaking down the system and using useful idiots like this judge, who's not a judge. This is injustice, America, every step of the way. So when I go to Isaiah 26:9, magnifying the very character of God again, what does it say? It tells us that when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Hey, America. Hey, church. The corrupt are not going to learn righteousness until you establish judgment. And keep this in mind. Again, we the people are the government. They work for us. They are not above the law. This man needs to be prosecuted after he's removed. There's your answer. Do you want the answer? You want to know why most people don't want to hear that? Because they have to do something about it. Again, I said this the other day and I say it again. Truth demands a response. They just don't want to respond to the truth. That's why they avoid the truth. To their own demise. To their own demise. You can't make this up. You just cannot make this up. Hebrews 12 tells us that it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And I want to tell you what, America, you need to realize that if we as people in this country, Christian people and patriots and conservatives, all coming from the same branch, Jesus Christ, John 15, if we just let this go, we're accomplices to their crimes. His name is Judge Leonard Hansner, and he needs to be lawfully removed. You know, there are states across, like I said during the last segment, there are states across the country that are saying enough of this. They're saying enough of the injustice coming from them that are supposed to give them justice. And it shows you that they've turned the justice system into a bureaucracy. We can see that in the correctional institutions, which is a lack thereof. Friends, and we're seeing it in the courts too. We're seeing it in the courts. I've talked to constitutional attorneys that I'll say, you just don't know what's going to come out from these judges. They're liberal judges. Well, then remove the judges. There's not a liberal version of right. Right is right and wrong is wrong. Don't complain about what you tolerate. Real quick here. If I say this wrong, forgive me. Pinellas Sheriff Bob Gualtieri is now the star cop in Florida politics. He's a sheriff in Florida who holds to the Constitution and the enumerated laws to a T. A man defended himself in killing an intruder, and the papers are demonizing him for allowing this man that defended his life from someone that was trying to take his life. And they're trying to ostracize him. And he said, nope, I'm holding my ground. Just to prove my point again, what I told you earlier during the first segment, look what they do to a man that takes a stand. They demonize him. They persecute him. They lie about him. They slander him. They mock him. They laugh at him. America, here's your answer. Bring justice to the corrupt political system, first starting in the church. That's our responsibility. Then we deal with the corrupt in the media, and we break up this covenant of hell through the fascist state that they're trying to create to further enslave me and you and our children and our grandchildren. There's your answer. I'll be right back.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump reacts to a story about sending troops to the Middle East to deal with Iran.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely. We have not planned for that. Hopefully, we're not going to have to plan for that. And if we did that, we'd send a hell of a lot more troops than that. Where was that story? In the New York Times? Well, the New York Times is fake news.
President Trump remains optimistic about resolving the growing trade war with China. Meanwhile, Republican Senator John Barrasso from Wyoming tells Fox News that a lot needs to be done to get a solution on trade.
You know, I'm from Wyoming. We have products that we sell overseas, beef, trona, natural gas, coal. It's important for us to be able to trade. The president is right to hold China accountable.
President Trump is expecting to meet with the Chinese president at the G20 summit in Japan in June. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee received as discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Now, friends, if you haven't heard this before, it's very well worth a quick listen here. We now live in a nation where doctors destroy health. This is a fact. Healthy people don't make the big pharma or the medical industry any money, friends. They have to create dependency, and it's exactly what they get. Medications. You can thank George Bush Sr. for opening the doors on you, America. The floodgates of the medical industry and the big pharma was released on you by that criminal who's now burning in hell where he belongs. We now live in a nation where doctors destroy health, lawyers destroy justice. Hello. Hear it all the time, friends. The one that we were taking to court wasn't the problem. It was our attorneys that were the problem. I hear it all the time. Yep. No wonder why, when you look in Matthew 23, Jesus woed the lawyers. Woe, equivalent to damning them, who withhold the keys of knowledge. I know what the law says because I've read the law, and I read the law. When you talk to an attorney, it's interesting, friends, you have to teach him what the law says. But he wants to play stupid and act like he doesn't know what the law says, and he has to go spend 5 hours to go dig up what he should have learned when he was in lawyer school, right? Law school. In many cases, they're the worst of men. I can't stand dealing with these people. They don't care no more about your friends. They work hand in glove with the criminal. That's how they make money in many cases. Not all cases. Very far and few between are them that are the real deal. But with that said, friends, again, we now live in a nation where universities destroy knowledge. Many of our colleges today, friends, were 262 out of the 288. the presidents of those colleges were preachers of the Word of God during the inception of this country. Harvard, Princeton, Yale, the list goes on. They were used for raising up congregants and ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now you have allowed them to stack the classes across the country with communist professors, a bunch of burnt hippies that are still high on PCP. Literally. That's not sensationalized in any sense of the word. That's the fact. We now live in a country where government destroys freedom. It does. But we're the government, so we're destroying ourselves. Our sin is finding us out, Numbers 32:23. We now live in a nation where the press destroys the information. Yep, they're a bunch of useful idiots that the communists are using for a moment. You useful idiots should do your homework and understand how you're being used, because you're the first ones to go when the boot drops. And the bad guys are thinking they're having their way too. They're not, just for the record. They're just being used just as much as anybody else is. Nobody's getting out of it. We're all on the same boat. And if it sinks, we all go. The good, the bad, and the ugly. And then the Lord raises up a new generation. We now live in a nation where religion destroys morality. It's a lack of Christianity, friends. It's a lack of Christianity. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ. Nobody did. That's what got him crucified. Read John 8:44 when you get a moment. We now live in a nation where our banks destroy the economy. They create fiat money. It's paper money. There's nothing behind it. There's no more gold standard or silver standard. Hello? We're doing it to ourselves. Okay? When you go to Isaiah 59, I want you to listen again. It says, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is his ear heavy that it cannot hear. He hears and sees." The Bible tells us that he beholds the good and the evil throughout all the earth. And just think about this. Not a sparrow will fall to the ground without his notice. How attentive is he? He's everywhere, all the time. "Well, Bradley, that's just hard to believe." Well, that's what makes him God. And that's what makes you his creature. And that's why you're called to trust. Okay? Verse 2, Isaiah 59. "But your iniquities, your lawlessness, your transgressions towards God and man have separated you between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear you." You know, I want to add something to this, because when you look at Proverbs 28, it says, "Those that refuse to hear the law, even your prayers are considered to be a curse." All of you that have no understanding of the Word of God, and you pray and pray and pray and pray and pray and pray, and you're trying to figure out why you're not getting your answers in a righteous sense, it's because the Lord needs to deal with you before he can deal with them. Here's the answer. "For your hands are defiled with blood, America. The 60 million babies that have been murdered in America." Don't sit there and blame Planned Parenthood. Don't blame a couple corrupt judges that you've tolerated for the last 40-some years. Blame yourselves. Because America, you have been accomplices to the crimes of those that you know that are guilty of committing the crimes. That makes you an accomplice in the sight of God. "Your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear you. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with lawlessness. Your lips have spoken lies," because you refuse to tell the truth. Hey, folks, that's a lie. When you know the truth and you agree to the lie, that makes you a liar, okay? "Your hands are defiled with blood. Your tongue hath muttered perverseness." The Bible tells us, here it is, Isaiah 59, verse 4, "None calleth for justice." I'm calling for justice. Because I know that that's the only thing that's going to spare this country. But I also know in Amos 5 that it tells us that when we do so, that the Bible clearly spells out and paints the picture that they hate him who calleth for justice and judgment. I don't care. I care about your preservation. First and foremost, I care for your soul. You know, when I was in Williamsburg, Virginia, we went up and down the streets of those old cities. It was awesome. I love it. It's one of my favorite places to be. And I remember we went by this courthouse, and they had these reenactment historians. And they had these headstocks outside of the courtroom, and this reenactment historian began to tell us what they were used for. If someone lied, committed the act of perjury in court, they would take them out, put their hands and head inside of the headstocks and the handstocks. And they would take a nail and they would drive it through one of their ears. This is where they derived the word earmarks from. And keep in mind, during that time, we were ruled by ecclesiastical law. So we are now. Okay? Mosaic, the Mosaic Institution. The Mosaic Institution. Canon law. Okay? And the reason they were so harsh in judgment, they would take a nail and put it in their ear. They would do it for 1 hour, and they would do this publicly to teach them never to do it again. And the historian, the reenactment historian, said that our forefathers didn't want these people to go to hell. Okay? They would rather punish them now so that they wouldn't go to hell rather than they ended up in hell and wish that they would have punished them while they had the time to do so. In other words, kept God's moral law. Well, after 1 hour, the one that committed the act of perjury that lied in court, they would take out the nail of the one ear. Oftentimes, they would slit the whole ear off. Then they would take the other ear for another hour, and they would nail that one as well. Again, this is where they derive earmarks from. And another reason they did that is because that when they were done, when their ears were cut up or slit off, anybody that seen these people knew that they weren't to be trusted. In many cases, they would take a branding iron and put a P on their hand. So before you go into court and you put your hand up in the air and swear to God and man, that P would show up that they committed the act of perjury and they could not be trusted, nor could they sit on a jury in a court of law. America, we're so far from what wasn't tolerated to what is being tolerated. You know, when someone committed the act of murder back in the day, friends, all the way up until the beginning of this century, and we're beginning to see it come around again, praise God, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a blow for a blow, a wound for a wound, a life for a life. When you kill and you're found guilty of committing the act of killing somebody, well, guess what? You lost your life, and that would teach the people the fear of God. And this is what we're missing in this country. When it says in Isaiah 59, right, and it tells us that judgment is turned backwards, and the reason it's turned backwards is because none calleth for justice. It tells us in verse 4, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in lies, vanity, worthlessness, and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth more lawlessness. They hatch cockatrice eggs. The media is the ones breeding this, and it's the American people that are feeding on this. And weave the spider's web. He that eateth of their eggs, America, listen carefully, and that which is crushed breaketh out into a viper. Those that eat their eggs will die. It's just like when Jesus said to the Pharisees, those that continue on in their sin, he said they're going to die in their sins. Hey, America, the truth makes men free. And when we begin to look at this, listen, their web shall become garments. You're going to be ensnared by your sins. Neither shall they cover themselves with their works. You can't hide. You can't run and hide before a just and a holy God who beholds the good and the evil in all the earth. All things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. Where do you think within yourself you're going to get one over on the Most High? When he knows the very numbers of the hairs on your head, and as I said earlier, that a sparrow will not fall to the ground without his notice. How do you suspect that you're going to get one over on his all-seeing eye? To me, I praise God for his all-seeing eye. Filial, to you, it's diabolical. And it should drive you to the end of yourself, to the cross of Jesus Christ, where you put your faith in him. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their paths. Hello. The way of peace they know not. Hello. And there is no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. Therefore is judgment far from us, neither does justice overtake us. We wait for light, but behold, obscurity, for brightness, but we walk in darkness. Listen, I'm giving you the answers, America. We grope for the walls like the blind. We grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday, as in the night. We are in desolate places as dead men. We look for judgment, but there is none, for salvation, because it is far from us. You know, Tim Brown, senior editor of sonsoflibertymedia.com, said yesterday, the church needs to repent. I want to tell you something. The church the real church has repented, and they're looking for the answers from heaven. And that's what we're talking about today, is we're going to the Lord and saying, Lord, bring forth your public judgments upon the heads of the wicked like David. It's time for you to work for them, made void thy law.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Dan Pillow of TaxHelpOnline.com. You know, our Christian heritage is under attack from every direction, so it's never been more important for Christians to understand our heritage and the truth about American history. I can't think of a better place to get this important knowledge than from Bradley Dean. The Sons of Liberty radio show and sonsofliberty.com bring you the important lessons of history that the left is working to scrub out of existence.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, America, we're putting this into perspective. Again, we spent time on showing you the injustices taking place in this country. I want to give you a parable, analogies, okay, a metaphor. As to the longer you tolerate this, the shorter is your survival rate as a free people. There was a merciful captain. He was a merciful captain of a big ship. And while passing another ship, that ship shot at this merciful captain's ship. But this merciful captain, he wanted to show mercy on him who was trying to take down his ship and his crew along with him. Well, the ship shot at him again, but the kind captain didn't retaliate. America, listen to me. His mercy ended up bringing the destruction not only upon himself, but all those on his ship. For by allowing the enemy to attack him twice, and then the third time, the passing ship again shot for the last time and killed them all. This is what, America, you are setting yourself up for. You're allowing corruption to continuously shoot at your ship. And unless you stand up and say enough of that, I want to tell you this, America. I'm talking to you, my friends, America. Soft judges produce hardened criminals. And what you have in politics, what you have in the church, what you have in government capacities and so many fronts, is the fact that you're soft judges. And guess what you're producing? You're producing hardened criminals by being soft on their crimes. And I want to tell you why you're being soft on their crimes. You're being soft on their crimes because you want God to be soft on yours. But I'm here to tell you that the Bible tells us clearly that the Lord will not at all, in any sense of the word, overlook iniquity. So far going, said Jesus, that you're accountable for every idle word and every idle thought. You will answer for every work that you've done and every work that you have left off. Okay? Live radio. I'm just getting this right now, so I'm just bringing it to you as I get it. When you read 2 Corinthians 10, verse 6, what does it say? Well, if you read 2 Corinthians 7, 10, and you're truly repented for God, before God, you'll understand that those nails that were put into Christ's hands and into his feet are the great sin killer, namely through his blood. Our sin put him on the cross. If we're sorry for committing sin before a just and a holy God, guess what? We're going to bring vengeance upon disobedience. Now listen carefully. In 2 Corinthians 10:6, it says this, "And having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled." Let me take it another step. When you understand the price paid on Calvary for the sins of the world, it took the blood of the Son of God to do so. Revelations 1:5. "Unto him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood." Okay? That's in the spiritual, in the natural. You look at the hundreds and thousands of men that fought, bled, and died to give you the freedoms in which you have. What did it cost them? It cost them their blood. It cost them their lives in many cases. A whole lot of cases. Are you going to allow injustice to take place? Are you going to allow them to desecrate the memories of those that fought, bled, and died to give you the freedoms in which you have today, to give them the privilege to serve we the people? Namely, what we're talking about on the front here, friends, is those in government, they're serving themselves. They're not serving we the people, as I highlighted earlier. And again, I'm not talking about all of them. I'm talking about a great many of them. We're sick and tired of it. Even if it was just a small percent, the Bible tells us a little leaveneth the whole lump. We're supposed to make the lump holy by getting rid of the leaven. So we need to get off this, "Well, you know, Jesus came and, you know, he came to help the poor and, you know, the brokenhearted and the captives and the blind and, you know, the oppressed." I know. Let me bring that into perspective for you, if you don't mind. In a proper perspective, I just had a friend, for those that have ears to hear and eyes to see, listen and see, just tell me about a prayer of Jabez in the modern version and how it sold 9 million copies. I said, "Did you see how contradictory it was from that of Charles Spurgeon's version or one of the men of old concerning the church across the world? The Puritan preachers, did you see the difference, what it meant to them when they talked about Jabez concerning what the modern day preacher talks about today concerning Jabez? Have you ever seen, let me take it this way, have you ever seen a picture of men of old? We call them generals of God here that walked with God. These men look like they went through hell. Guess what? Through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven. They understood it because they lived it. They had the testimonies of Jesus Christ, which is the gift of prophecy. You see, the modern-day preachers, friends, they got the brand-new suits on, begging for money with a big old cheese and smile on their face, perfect gelled hair. I wouldn't trust them as far as I could throw them. When people say, "Bradley, what do you feed on?" I say, "I feed on the bread of life." And if I read anything, it's one of the men of old. If it's not John Knox, it's John Calvin. If it's not John Calvin, it's Charles Spurgeon. If it's not Spurgeon, some of Finney. Folks, chew up the meat and spit out the bones. Stick to the word, right? I'm still following Christ, but I'm reading their testimonies. John Wesley, John Bunyan, the list goes on. The Black Robe Regiments, our forefathers, what did they feed on? They fed on what liberated men. Read 2 Corinthians 3:17, "Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." Who made them free? Jesus Christ did. John 3:36. Now, I want to get this clear, and I want to get this off real quick. There's a big difference between the old men of God and what you see today. And interestingly enough, men of old, you didn't have to talk. They didn't have to go around and brag about their relationship with Jesus, which is unscriptural. It's a unity with the cross of Christ. death to self and alive to Him. A growth in grace is not a putting off, friends. It's a death to self, just so you know. Okay? Read John 12:25 when you get a moment. There's a big difference between the church and the inception and to what we see today. You see an apostate today, majorly, across the boards, in a major way. Okay? It's a big difference. I want to get to this. At the beginning of His ministry, Jesus quoted Isaiah to describe the work He was called to do. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Who's the poor? I'll get to that in a moment. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Who's the brokenhearted? To preach deliverance to the captives. Who are the captives? And recovery of sight to the blind. Who are the blind? To set at liberty them that are oppressed, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Luke 4:18-19. It's also in Isaiah 61 when you get a moment. So thus, the more you go after God, the deeper you will move into a world filled with hurting people. True. Okay. In Luke 4:18-19, Jesus gave us a summation of who the gospel is for. The poor, the brokenhearted, the captives, the blind, the oppressed. A quick study will show that Jesus is not necessarily speaking of those who lack financial resources when He speaks of the poor. The word means meek, humble, lowly. The poor in spirit, Matthew 5:3. These are the blessed ones to whom the kingdom of God belongs. The poor are those who know that they are destitute of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Bible commentator Matthew Henry said of this verse, "To whom do we preach? To the poor. To those that were poor in the world, to those that were poor in spirit, to the meek and humble, and to those that were truly sorrowful for offending God." There you have it. When He speaks to the brokenhearted, He doesn't mean those unhappy people whose hearts are aching because they've been jilted by their boyfriend or girlfriend, but those who, like Peter in Isaiah, are contrite. They're repentant and sorrowing for their offenses towards God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen again to the respected Bible commentator, Matthew Henry. He said, "For He was sent to heal the brokenhearted, to give peace to those that were troubled and humbled for their transgressions against God, and to bring them to rest who were weary and heavy laden under the burden of guilt and corruption." Their sins. They wanted to be free of their sins. The captives are those that are taken captive by the devil to do His will, 2 Timothy 2:26. The blind are those whom the God of this age has blinded to the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, 2 Corinthians 4:4. And the oppressed are those who are oppressed by the devil, Acts 16:38. The gospel of grace is for the humble, not the proud, because God resisteth the proud but giveth grace to the humble, James 4:6. The scripture tells us everyone who is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Proverbs 16:5, they have no need of the Lord. He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly. Luke 1:52. So therefore, God looks on the man who is poor and of a contrite spirit and who trembles at His word, has an absolute need for the bread of life, the Christ. He feeds on the bread of life. He lives on the bread of life and nothing else. Isaiah 66, verse 2, "And only the sick need a physician, and only those who are convinced of the disease of sin will appreciate and appropriate the cure of the gospel." Read Exodus 20. Once you realize that you're guilty of breaking every single one of them, let it drive you to the foot of Jesus Christ, where you put your faith in Christ. The law will drive you there where it can do no more, and Jesus will fulfill it. Romans 3:31. Also read Galatians 3:24. Love you by what we do. In all sincerity, friends, we love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you soon. See ya.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.